This little pig went to market. This little pig stayed home. This little pig had roast beef. This little pig had none. Now this little pig might be free.
Well, this has been a wonderful hour. We've got our final segment here, and I know we've got a few things we want to talk through, but it just occurred to me while during the break listening to y'all talk, we didn't really go through the accolades of everyone sitting in this room. Kevin briefly said my time at the Farm Bureau. Well, your Farm Bureau president's 2-year term, and you were there like 12 years.
14.
14.
Not that I was
seven
counting.
Consecutive terms.
And then he's
and
also
then the Pork Council and the Arizona Cotton Growers, and you guys were even mentioned two associations during the break that I'm like, I haven't even
Well, we've both been on the County Fair Board. We were both on Arizona National Board. We were both on the Sailor Livestock Board,
it's
which
that one.
Just rotated off. Shannon is still on with his wife, and we got a bunch of friends that are still on there. I just decided I needed to take a break for a while. I'm the guy who always says yes, and
sometimes we got to say
Shannon,
that.
But Shannon,
that led to 14 years as president.
That's exactly right.
It's hard to say no.
So Carol had a question for us.
So I'm over here looking at your auction site, and to the untrained eye, a lot of these pigs look the same. But this top one, he's almost worth $3,000. But this poor little piggy at the very end is only worth $500. What's the difference to an untrained eye?
I'll tell you. I mean, to be honest, a lot of it is the champion or the grand champion, the reserve grand champion is kind of that's the number one and number two award. So a lot of those. So a lot of those kids, it's based on they won. You know, they're the champion. Those who bring the most money. But really, to be honest, it's about the kids going out and promoting themselves. They send buyer's letters to these companies, to people they know, their family members. So it's about their buyers. How can they go out there and generate somebody to buy their pig? And sometimes people bring a lot of money because who they are. Sometimes it's because they really went out there and worked the deal. That's the difference. It's just a matter of how hard you promoted your project.
Which, in other words, marketing.
Absolutely, marketing. Social media. These kids got social media to market their animals. They've got Lake and write letters. Kevin's a handwritten letter guy. He likes to get handwritten buyer's letters. I get 100 of them usually every year.
So you were also going to talk a little bit more about the Maricopa County Fair.
Well, we talked about the Maricopa County Fair. That's this coming week. The sale is on Saturday. It's kind of closed to the public, to be honest. It's a bummer, but we're getting those kids in the ring. But our sale is on Saturday. That's where we reward those kids. So if you got a chance. But what I was talking about is the state fair. We know the state fair is moving from the fairgrounds downtown out to the Gila River Indian community. That's a great opportunity that state fair can operate. You know, the state fair runs independently. They generate their own dollars. They are out there doing that. Talking to Michael Serrell at Juan L. Costello that run the fair down there, they're having a livestock show. They're going to put up tents. They're having a livestock show at that fair. They feel that is a really important part of the community coming to see that livestock. We're the face of the livestock industry as 4-H and FFA kids. So we got to be good stewards and show the public how we do it.
Right. Well, we so appreciate you guys coming on the Rosie on the House show. This has been so fun, and we've learned so much. And let's keep talking pork, and let's keep supporting those kids at the fairs. I wanted to briefly mention, and Kevin, you can put your 2 cents on this too, because you know a lot of these farm families that might have hit that 100-year mark. So Arizona Farm Bureau is celebrating 100 years this year, 2021. And we want to highlight also some of our farms and ranches. So we have a page on the website. Just go to azfb.org, go to our news and resources, and you'll find the centennial page. And if you represent a farm family or ranch family that's been in business for 100 years, we want to make sure we do some special recognition. There's an application to fill out and all that fun stuff. But Kevin, gosh, I can think of some families right off the top of my head.
Oh, sure.
Small houses in the ranch
world. You think of our ranch friends. You think of the Robies.
Yep.
100 years, you think of these generational families that have been doing it a long time. And I think it's a great way to praise them for continuing to raise food and fiber for this country and people who are staying with it. Because there's a lot of folks out there that have continue to do that. And, you know, we take it for granted. We take it for granted that in Arizona, we've got some of the best producers in the world. When you look at our vegetable production, our livestock production, our cotton production, Bragg on Cotton, we produce some of the highest quality cotton in the country and in the world. Right here in Arizona, the Pima cotton that's grown here over in, Safford in Graham County, that's the long staple, long fiber high thread count sheets, high thread count Brooks Brothers shirts. That's Pima cotton, and that's all here in Arizona. And so we've got a great legacy to be proud of. Mm-hmm. And hard to believe Farm Bureau's been around 100 years, but it's something we need to support, and we need to look for those folks that have been here 100 years, because there's a lot of sleeping giants that we don't talk about all the time.
And I think of some of the other farm families that might not have hit the 100-year mark, but they're close to it. And it's so valuable, and it's something that we want to recognize. We might have to – we're estimating that we may land on anywhere from 15 to 20, maybe 25 farm families, farm and ranch families. I'm going to be really leaning on my outreach manager team, because they're embedded in the counties. We're organized – Arizona Farm Bureau is organized around counties. And they're really embedded in those counties, so they'll probably – be knocking on some of our farm and ranch doors and saying, hey, you guys need to fill out this application.
That's one of my favorite parts about the Farm Fresh Hours. Every guest you bring in, it's a rare thing that it's not a third, fourth, fifth
right.
generation Arizona farmer or rancher. And the stories and history that we get to talk about during the breaks that don't always make it on air are some of the most enjoyable memories we have on this broadcast. Kevin Rogers, Rogers Brothers Farms, thank you. Shannon Schultz, Schultz Family Farms. Julie Murphy, Arizona Farm Bureau. You'll be in May, and we're going to be talking Arizona microbreweries. But I saved this article from The Republic. I'm going to hand to you, whether you do anything with it for next broadcast or not. 10 under-the-radar grapes Arizona winemakers are now growing. So that might be an addition to your microbreweries.
Or just have wine as a topic again. Bring them all on.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
AZFB.org or fillyourplate.org. You can sign up for your Farm Bureau membership. Support local agriculture.